Sylvia Bullard on 88.9 The Cube. Play director and drama teacher Dan Ray from Bishop's College School has taken a few moments from his busy schedule to let us all know about the play BCS Players Club is presenting right now until May 3rd. It's called I Never Saw Another Butterfly. Very glad that you could drop by today. It's nice to see you once again.
It's nice to see you, Sylvia. Thank you.
Now, the play's title, I Never Saw Another Butterfly. Well, that's a very interesting, intriguing title indeed.
Well, the play is set in World War II in Czechoslovakia. The title comes from a poem written by a child at a prison camp called Terezin, just about 60 kilometers outside of Prague. Prague at the time was an artistic center for the world, and so many of the Jews from Prague were sent to Terezin. So they had a high degree of university professors, artists, musicians, painters, actors. They would have lectures in this prison camp. They had a piano, an old beat-up piano they were very proud of, and they would do plays there. But the artists would get them to make paintings. The poster, the butterfly on the top of the poster is actually taken from one of the drawings that the children made. They wrote poems as well, and one of the poems was I Never Saw Another Butterfly. And that's what the title of the book is called, and that's what the title of our play is.
Wow, that's a pretty heavy subject, isn't it?
It's a story that everybody needs to know. At grade 6 at LES right now, they're doing a Holocaust section. And as Holocaust survivors pass away, it's important that we tell the stories. I'm not Jewish myself, but it's a compelling story, and I think everybody needs to hear it. As a matter of fact, in the 2014 Academy Awards last March, the film for Best Documentary was won by a movie called The Lady in Room 6. She was a pianist, a concert pianist, who was 110 years old, And she was a survivor of Terezin. It was a notable, remarkable camp in all the German prison camp system.
So you've had your opening matinee already?
The matinee was on Wednesday at 2. And we'll have Friday night at 7:30 and tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow night at 7:30 as well.
So tell us a little bit about the production, about the cast. Anything special that we should know about that?
The cast is entirely BCS students. The interesting thing is that we have kids from all over the place. We have several German students in the play, and for those of us who don't know much about Europe, that might seem a little bit odd, but they're very happy to be involved in plays. We had several German kids involved in The Diary of Anne Frank a few years ago. Our lead actress, Michelle Razadescu, is originally from Romania, and her family was able to escape from the Ceausescu regime that was in the 70s. So they've had these kids from Europe have a closer idea of maybe the effects of it all. Our lead actress is from Paris, and all of these kids have come to BCS and are very happy to be involved in the show.
Very amazing. Now, it starts at 7:30, right?
7:30,
and
yes.
And how long does the play last?
Well, the play is very short, and it packs a good punch. The play was supposed to run about 70 minutes. On opening day on Wednesday, it took about 60 minutes, but that's opening day jitters, a little bit of excitement. In our cast, we have several kids, a lot of kids. It's their very first play ever. But they settled down last night, and they'll be just fine tonight. I'm very proud of them all.
And how do we go about getting tickets?
You can get tickets at the door just by showing up. If you want, you could reserve by phoning 566-0227 before 4 o'clock today. After that, we'll have somebody manning the phones, hopefully. And if nobody is manning the phones, it's a school after all. You can show up on Friday night or Saturday, and if there's some seats available, you'll be able to get a seat.
And where is BCS located?
Bishop's College School is right directly across the Molten Hill Bridge from Bishop's University. and just at the corner of Moulton Hill and St. Francis. That's the BCS campus there. And you could just ask anybody for directions to the theater, or just take the what we call the second entrance. There are three entrances to the campus. So if you take the second entrance, and you'll be able to find the theater that way.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And it also does sound like it's a very compelling story and very educational as well.
It's the first play that I did when I came to Bishop's College School 12 years ago. And when I did it, it was kind of a mission statement. This is the kind of theater that I really like, the theater that tells really good stories about stuff that happens in a way that makes you care about
them. It's history, basically, isn't it?
It's some history, but through performance. I think theater works best like this, when you have live people bringing history off the pages in real life. It's a sort of a lyrical story, because it uses a lot of the actual poetry of the children, and the children have each have a name. The actors each have a name of people who were really there, and so we do an awful lot with our 60 or 65 minutes of the play. It's a worthwhile story. You'll be glad that you went.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by today and telling us about this.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
We've been speaking with play director and drama teacher Dan Ray from Bishop's College School. And again, that number is 819-566-0227 for tickets. Tickets are only $10.
Thanks.